I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
I never knew before a love like this before.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy. They're playing P. Diddy for the audience right now, and I'm just singing a little to you. A little sample. And it is all about P. Diddy because he's here. And I think this is going to be a great show. There's always so much to talk to him about. He's only been here once. It was a few years ago. He's the only guest because there's a million directions this can go. And I will take it in all those directions. He's going to play Plead the Fifth. We'll see where this goes. Hope you enjoy it.
He's no longer puffy, but some mornings I am. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sean Diddy Combs now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse. Excited to be sitting with the original bad boy for life. He's a rapper, actor, producer, and Sean Jontrepreneur. If there is anything Diddy can't do, we have not learned what it is yet. Welcome back to the clubhouse, Sean Diddy Combs. Great to see you, man. Diddy's new music competition show, The Four, Battle for Stardom, is on Fox Thursday nights. Congratulations on that. It's so cool to see you back on TV. And speaking of that, I loved her on season one of The Real World. Now she is the cocktail-creating host of the hip-hop rap show, R&B show, The Happy Hour with Heather B. on SiriusXM. It's Heather B. Hey, Heather B. Diddy, did you used to watch Heather B on season one of Real World?
Yeah, without a doubt. I watched her and also just was a fan of everything she was doing as an artist. I think we were coming up around the same time. And she's always just been lovely and just such a beautiful person.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
I love you, Heather B. Heather B is in the studio next to mine at Radio Andy, and I love seeing her. It's one of the perks of going into Sirius. Let's get started. Happy New Year. NeNe was at your New Year's party in Miami. Yes. I heard. Now, do you go downstairs and see your guests, or are you in a different area than your guests? Do you interact with your guests?
Yes, I definitely interact with my guests. I did spend a lot of time upstairs this year.
You did?
Yeah.
But, I've heard that before. I feel like, actually, now that I think of it, I feel like I showed up at a party at your house once and you never came down.
When I'm like connecting with people and we're celebrating, sometimes I may get locked in and I look up and the sun could be coming up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was a great group of people, and
yes,
I spend a lot of time on the dance floor.
Oh, cool! Congratulations, your son Christian Combs walked in the Dolce show.
Yes.
This month. On a scale from zero to Kris Jenner, how much of a kind of manager are you to him?
I would say I'm worse than her.
You are. Okay, yeah. Very good. By the way, our Watch What Happens Live podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts, so check it out. I know you have many questions for Diddy, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when Sean Diddy Combs is on a microphone, words just seem to flow out of him, and he's wearing a mic right now. So here's what. It's time to spill the music industry. I have some questions about your colleagues, just some quick ones. You answer, you performed at that infamous Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake and Janet during the wardrobe malfunction. What are your thoughts on Justin performing at the Super Bowl again? Do you think Janet will make a surprise appearance?
First of all, I want to say that I'm still upset about that Super Bowl because I put like 6 months of my life into the preparations, and then
anybody talked about
nobody
was Janet.
Nobody even knew I performed.
Right.
No.
All right, okay. And do you think
y'all don't even know I performed in the Super Bowl.
I know. I got to tell you something. I was surprised when I heard. Yeah. I was like, really? You did? Do you think Janet will make an appearance or should make an appearance?
I think that would be great. You know what I'm saying? It's time to move on, and yes. I think she's at a great place, and the world just needs to get over it.
You told Seth Meyers that you gave Jay-Z advice about how to handle twins and just to be prepared for double the love. Mm-hmm. Have you met the twins, and what are they like?
They're gorgeous. They're special. It's the perfect fusion and combination. And of the two, of Jay and Beyonce. And they just have a beautiful, beautiful family.
Thoughts on Camilo Cabello leaving Fifth Harmony. As a person who has made shows on bands and groups, is there ever a right way to leave a band or a group?
To be honest, like this is a very, very young game, the music industry, so I think she probably needed to make her move sooner than later.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any problem with that. I think when groups get together nowadays, it's not for forever.
Thank you very much, Diddy. Second, Diddy's new show, The Four, Battle for Stardom on Fox, features four super talented singers trying to get famous without being ousted. It's a really fun format. Thursdays on Fox. Here's what, in honor of that, let's have a little foreplay. Sean, I'm going to show you some famous foursomes whose faces have been covered with little Diddy faces. You tell me who you think they are.
Okay.
Just look right here.
All right.
Okay, any idea who these four are? From a HBO show.
What's the one with Nicole Kidman?
It is not Big Little Lies. It is Sex and the City. Any idea who these four are? One of the greatest musical groups of all time.
Black Beatles?
Are they the Black Beatles? They're the White Beatles. Any idea who these four are from a classic sitcom?
Isn't that like, the Golden Girls?
Yes! Yeah. Very good. Okay. Speaking of classic TV shows, here's a foursome for you. You gotta know.
A-Team!
Yes, it's the A-Team. Okay, what about this?
I never do good at these. I'm having
a great
you're
time. Doing very good. Any idea who this is? It's another
HBO
show.
I don't have any idea
who
those chicks. Oh, Girls!
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to watch Girls?
Yeah. Girls,
okay.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are.
I know Lena.
Here's another foursome.
Lena. That's Destiny's Child.
Yes, it is, with Latavia Robertson. Okay, last up, a couple more. Any idea? Yeah, that's
Ghostbusters.
Easy. Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters with all P. Diddy's. Last up, who is this foursome?
That's me right there.
It's a boy band.
That's not NSYNC. What's the other group?
Is it Boys to Men? Yes!
Oh.
Very good. Thank you very much, P. Diddy. You did all right in that.
I'm so good at this game.
Yes, you are. Finally, last time Sean Diddy Combs came to the clubhouse, he played Plead the Fifth. But did Diddy plead for pity? He didn't. So here's what, Sean Diddy Combs, the time has come for you to plead the fifth again. I have three much harder questions. You may plead the fifth to only one. First question. You and Drake had a beef that allegedly got physical over a song of his that you wanted to record. You have since squashed it. How did you two resolve everything, and who apologized to who?
We both apologized, and we squashed it like brothers and men should. It was something that wasn't really about anything. And, you know, we moved past it, and our relationship has been great ever since.
You recently shared that you were once engaged for 4 hours. Who were you engaged to for 4 hours, and why did you break it off after 4 hours?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. 50 Cent has thrown a few insults your way recently. Called you a fruit boot biscuit, among other things. Have you talked to him about this, and why do you think he's throwing insults at you?
He loves me.
He loves you?
He loves me.
And so it's out of love?
I mean, or some insecurities.
Yeah.
You know, it's things that people have to deal with, but I'm me, and I'm here.
Are you too good?
Oh, yeah, I don't take it seriously. Yeah. It's nothing like that. Yeah. It's not really a big deal to me. It doesn't affect my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You did very good. You can play Plead the Fifth with your friends at home by downloading the Watch What Happens Live Plead the Fifth app on the App Store now, by the way. Aaron T. from Florida wants to know, Diddy, what did you think of Dave Chappelle's impression of you on Chappelle's show?
I loved it. I thought it was accurate.
You did. Let me ask you this. My team was obsessed with your photo that you posted from the Met Gala last year. You and Kylie Jenner posted almost the same exact photo, but you, there it is on the monitor, except that you cropped her and Kendall out. Like, most people would want them in to get, you know, because they're such kind of Instagram day. Why did you crop them out?
I didn't do it intentionally. I don't think everybody could have fit in the picture.
You did it?
And it was like a boys thing, you know?
It was a boys thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. So. Okay, let's go to Amanda from Tennessee. Hey, Amanda, what's your question for P. Diddy?
Hey, Andy. I love you so much.
Thanks.
You're like everything to me on TV, and I love watching you and your shows and everything.
Thanks.
My question is, if you could say one thing to Biggie, what would it be?
Oh.
I miss you.
I miss you. And I think you've said that.
Yeah.
You? Yeah. Definitely. Let's go to Julie from Chicago. Hey, Julie, what's your question?
Hi. It's great, an honor to speak to both of you. Aside from real estate, what is the biggest single purchase you've ever made, and what is the cheapest thing about you?
Is there anything cheap about you?
Okay, the biggest will probably be my plane.
Okay.
And no, I'm not. I don't like to waste food, you know. So I'm kind of cheap with that. Like if we're ordering like a lot of food for people coming over, I try to keep it tight.
That's good. That's good.
I mean, I don't know why I do that, but
I think that's good.
I'm not cheap on anything else.
But it's not cool to waste food. I think that's great. Let's go to Kathleen from Indianapolis. Hey, Kathleen, what's your question for P. Diddy? He stars on The Four on Fox.
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Thanks.
My question is, your next album going to be your final recording before you retire from music?
Oh, right now that's kind of in limbo. I'm trying to really just experience life a little bit, because I think you need life in order to be able to write songs and have a point of view. And so, that's really in God's hands. If it's meant to be and I could have something relevant to say, then I'll do it. But I won't just do it just to be out there making records. I would have to have something special on my heart and mind.
Gregory A. wants to know if you're going to reunite with Mary J. Blige for a song anytime soon.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yes.
And congratulations to Mary.
On the star. You just
Hollywood.
Presented yeah. her with yeah. her star on the Rock Hall of Fame. Emma W. from Boston said, according to Forbes, you're about $180 million away from becoming a billionaire. When you cross over, what is the first thing that you will buy? Are you going to buy yourself like a billionaire present?
I'm probably going to give me a new accountant. To help.
I'm sure your accountant will be thrilled to hear that.
To the situation. Yeah, no, I'm going to add somebody on to the team if you get to that point. But, I think what I'll do is probably donate a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Just to commemorate what it is. Because I'm not trying to be known for making the most money. I want to be known for giving the most money away to help people in need.
That's great. As a close friend of Jay-Z, what was your reaction to him opening up about his infidelities in the Family Feud video?
Yeah. I mean, that's what music gives you the power to do. And I think that, you know, once you're ready to share it with your fans in the world, then nobody could judge it. You know, they have to accept what it is. And I think, I thought it was dope.
Were you surprised?
No.
That he put it out there?
No, I wasn't. No. I was surprised about Lemonade, but I wasn't surprised about...
You were. Why were you surprised about Lemonade?
I mean, I just didn't see it coming. It was just like... I mean, it was a Sunday, and it was just like, whoa.
Right. You didn't see the album coming, or you didn't see what was in it coming?
I didn't see anything, I think, like the rest of the world, and I think it was genius. I think Beyoncé did a great job, and she tackled something that a lot of women have had to go through, and also Jay on the other side, he did what he had to do. And most importantly, their family stayed tight and together, and they were able to weather the storm. And that's a shining example of a couple that stays together through the good and the bad.
Yeah. Let's go to Elaine from Virginia. Hey, Elaine, what's your question for P. Diddy?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Diddy.
Hey.
It was iconic. Hey, it was iconic when you lay down on the steps at the Met Gala last year.
Yes.
Were you trying to create a viral moment, or were you just tired?
Was I just what?
Tired.
It was a fashion moment for me. You know,
yeah.
The stairs were there. They were calling me.
Yeah.
My girl, she had on this long dress. We couldn't really take no pictures together. And I just wanted to watch her. She just looked beautiful to me. And I just wanted to post up on the stairs and do what I do.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's game time, everybody. It was once Sean Diddy Combs' dream to be the first black 007, which I think would be so perfect because he is the ultimate international man of mystery. We're going to try to solve a few Diddy mysteries as we play Diddy or Didn't He. Sean, our announcer Paul is going to read some tidbits about you. As you stare into your camera with a total poker face,
okay.
I will have to ascertain whether they are true or false. Paul, first factoid.
Diddy likes to eat applesauce with every meal.
I'm gonna say that's weird enough to maybe be true. Do you?
Yes.
Yes, you do? Are you telling me you had applesauce today already several times?
Yeah, twice.
Wow, okay. All right, next fact. That is crazy.
Diddy has someone in his entourage whose sole job is to make sure his phone is always charged.
I totally believe that.
Yeah, that's everybody's job.
Yes, that's everybody's job. All right. Okay, Paul, what's next?
Diddy is so classy, he likes to collect tea sets.
I do not think you like to collect tea sets.
I do.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What do you like about tea sets?
I just like the moments of having tea with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I just like the different tea sets, Hermes ones.
Yes.
Just different artistic ones.
Very cool.
And antiques.
All right, Paul, what's next?
Diddy once worked as a doorman at a Marriott hotel.
A doorman at a Marriott? No. No.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
In New York City?
I come from very humble beginnings.
I know that, but I didn't know that you... Wow.
No, I did it in D.C.
Wow.
Yes, in D.C.
Okay, last one, Paul.
Diddy has the New York Magazine logo tattooed on his arm.
Is it true? Wow, you do. That is super cool. Allie J from Philly texted Diddy, who picked up the tab at your epic post-2016 VMA dinner with Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, Kanye, Alicia Keys, and Swiss Beats? Who picked up the tab? Do you remember?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z did. So are you having fun doing the four?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I think the disruptive nature, it's like a vocal Game of Thrones and the battling aspect of it.
Yeah.
I really, really love the intensity because it's really so unpredictable. Have any of you guys seen it? You know, it's one of the only shows, it's the only show that has hip-hop on it.
Yeah.
And R&B, and is a true reflection of the industry today. But the thing I love about it the most is being there to support up-and-coming artists,
yeah,
getting a chance to achieve their dreams.
What do you think of Cardi B?
I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
I know you know NeNe, but do you know any of the other Atlanta housewives?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I know all of them.
You know all of them?
Yes, I do.
You must, and I'm assuming you must have known Candy for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the escape days.
Yes. But you don't watch the Atlanta housewives?
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. From day one.
From day one.
Day one.
You're
yes.
an early adopter.
Yes.
I like
yeah.
it. Yeah. Okay, good. Let's go to.
I called you and I told you what a great job I thought you were doing.
I
in
know.
The space, yeah. yeah.
Let's go to Suzanne. I just didn't know if you were still. No, I didn't know if you were still watching.
Yeah, I was still watching.
Let's go
it's
to.
Getting crazy.
Susanna from Philadelphia. Hey, Susanna, what's your question for P. Diddy?
Hi, Andy. So, Diddy, first off, thank you for inspiring your fans every morning with all of your inspirational tweets. And second, when do you think Lil' Kim will have the proper comeback that she deserves?
When you're making a comeback, it comes at any time. The timing has to be right. I know she's really, really focused on what she's doing right now. So, you know, I would watch out for her. She's coming with something soon.
She is?
Yeah, she is.
Really?
Yeah, she is.
Are you helping out?
I'm there for her. I haven't helped out on this record yet, but she says she's going to call me when she's putting together the album. I can't wait to get back to the studio with her.
Okay, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Real Housewife of Atlanta, NeNe Leakes, who, after being dragged by Sheree on last week's episode for having a mugshot, revealed she's going to be selling this hot new item at her clothing store, Swag Boutique. It's the NeNe mugshot. NeNe did say on this show that anybody can get a mugshot, and now anybody can. See, she's a woman of her word. I love it. She turned that right around. We asked Diddy to come up with a jackal, just something that's bugging him, whatever. This is how positive of a person he is. Did you come up with anything?
No.
That's how positive he is, everybody. I want to thank Sean Diddy Combs and other people. The show is The Four, Battle for Stardom. The star is Sean Diddy Combs. It's on Fox Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Behind the bar, it is Heather B., who hosts a multitude of shows on SiriusXM. Great to see you. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Janine from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hey, Janine, what's your question?
Diddy, are you going to accept Kevin Hart's challenge he posed to you on Twitter and run a marathon with him this year?
I already ran
yeah,
one
you
marathon.
Did it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
I did it already, and I'm not doing it.
Yeah. How often do you work out, by the way?
I try four times a week.
You try four times a week.
I'm going to do four times a week.
Are you going to come back to Broadway, do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Just, again, because you did it, and now...
Yes, I did it. Certain things take so much time.
Yeah.
When you have six kids, just realistically,
right.
you say, can you do that? I know a lot of single mothers and also parents out there.
Understand. And you have all these businesses.
Yes.
I have to imagine it was a huge strain on your life.
No, I mean, it was a great, great experience, but you have to devote your life to that for at least 6 months at the minimum.
Yeah.
And I don't have the luxury to do that right now.
Hey, what do you think of Oprah for president?
I love that.
You do?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've known her well for a long time.
Yes.
Think she could do it?
Yeah, I know she could do it, without a doubt.
Wow. You think you could do it?
No.
No, you don't.
I cannot. I didn't know you were still shooting. I'll put my shades back on.
Yeah, that's
I need the people to see my eyes.
Yes, we like to see your eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
I thought we were shooting a promo. Or
something. No.
Yeah, more questions.
The after show. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is the after show after the other
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh man, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Joe Martinez here from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
I have a question. Hey. I have a question for Diddy.
Okay.
So just between you and me, Laverne Cox, she competed on I Want to Work for Diddy. And have you had a chance to keep in touch with her at all?
No, I haven't. But, you know, I'm definitely proud of her and everything that she's been able to accomplish.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of pride in, you know, being the first person to put her on TV. I actually got an award from GLAAD, yes,
right.
for doing that. So to see her go on and have success is great.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, I look damn good in these glasses.
Hey, hello.
What's your question?
My question's for Diddy. I was wondering, have you ever listened to your own music in the bedroom?
Have you ever listened to your own music in the bedroom?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. How do these glasses work on me, okay?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Like if you had a black turtleneck on.
I agree. Pants, yeah. I love a black turtleneck.
If you had a pair of these boots right here.
I know. Yeah. I love your boots.
Oh, thank you.
I was noticing those.
Thank you.
I checked out all your accessories and everything. Yeah. I want to thank Diddy. Watch the 4 Battle for Stardom on Fox Thursday nights. For more, click it on BattleTV.com. Check out Heather B on SiriusXM. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.